to make a way. We all need you. That's why we pray. We all need you here in this place. We all need you. Show us the way. Hey, when it all falls down and there's no way out. Yeah. When our faith is lost and we're full of doubt. Hey, we know who you are and you never change. You're still God over everything. Oh, 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 Lord, we need you.
This is KAYT-FM.
881 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB.
And
KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
This is Cora Gibson. This message is based upon God's love, according to St. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This morning, I'm coming to you from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Today, I'm going to talk a little bit about thankfulness, or being thankful. But you know, I began to think today is Thanksgiving. Today is when we all come together and we give thanks and we are thankful. But you know, I began to think too, just in the book of Psalms, there are so many verses instructing to give thanks unto the Lord. You know, for we have to realize that God is thanksworthy. He is deserving of our gratitude. I'm sorry. He's deserving of our gratitude. Letting him know how appreciative we are, our gratefulness being expressed toward him. But you know, like I said, Ephesians 5:20 said, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God for the strength he is building in you, in me. Our trials and hardships, the storms of our lives, comes to strengthen us and to increase our faith. We can rest assured that God's perfect love will see us through. Give thanks because of all the blessings that come from God. Even though we are in a situation, we still give thanks. We give thanks in everything, for this is the will of God. In everything, whatever's going on in our lives, we are to give thanks. To be thankful of your, in your trials, your adversities, the hardships, no matter what, no matter how bad it seems or how dark it looks. As I said, it could be so much worse. Sometimes we have to stop and look around and look at what other people are going through. There's someone with a problem that's so much worse than ours. You know, I once read where a guy wrote that he didn't complain about his shoes because he looked one day and he saw someone with no feet. So we have no problems when he's coming. We have no problem giving thanks when things are going good in our lives. Everything is running smooth. It is so easy to say, thank you, Jesus. We thank him with joy. We're so happy. But you know, we still have to give thanks and be thankful for all that he has done, what he's doing, and what he's going to do. For God is good. He cares for us. Even in the midst of our trials, he cares for us. And he will bring us out. Sometimes our trials last longer because we are constantly complaining, always complaining. Never take a moment to say, thank you, Jesus. But this reminds me of the children of Israel. When they were in the wilderness, they murmured and they complained all the time. But you know, sometimes our hardship comes because we didn't wait on God. You know, sometimes we might be in a financial bind. And instead of waiting after we prayed, and if we pray and we call ourselves waiting and God didn't move when we think he should, we'll go and make a loan. And then when we make the loan, all we did is make the financial situation worse. But we have to learn to wait on God. You know, when we make these wrong choices, sometimes they can cause us to suffer. But even in the midst of all of that, still give God's choice. I mean, thanks. Even though we made the wrong choice and we're suffering because of that choice, we still have to give God thanks, because we know that even in the midst of that, we're coming out. We have to realize when we go through circumstances that's not of our choice, or we didn't make the wrong choice, but it's just something that come against us, and sometimes it seems long and hard. But remember, God's time is not our time. His time table is different from ours. So again, regardless of the time and situation, still be thankful. We're not giving thanks for the things that's happening in our lives. For we do not give thanks for the evil that comes against us, because it is of the devil, which we know is our enemy. But thank God for bringing us out right in the middle of all that we're going through. We take time and say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God, for giving me strength to go through. Thank you, God, for keeping me encouraged. God, I thank you, because I know without a shadow of doubt, you're going to bring me out. But you know, be thankful, for it is our duty. Our thanksgiving should never cease. We should never, ever stop giving God thanks. We should thank him throughout the day. Thank him just sometimes. Just say, God, I just thank you for being my father. I thank you this evening for being in charge of my life. I thank you. We give thanks in the name of Jesus. You know, the scripture tells us, whatsoever we do in word or deed, do it all in the name of Jesus. You know, it is God's will that we give thanks. And we know that the will of God is perfect. And you know, I'm beginning to think there are some things we can be thankful for. Thank God for food. Like today is Thanksgiving, we got the turkey, and we got this, and we got that. Be thankful, even if we have to sit down to a pot of beans or peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Be thankful today. Be thankful for what you have. Be thankful for what God has already done. Be thankful for what he is doing. Then we thank God for a new convert that comes in and give their lives to God. You know, I begin to think about young people that's coming in and giving their lives to God. They've given up gang banging. They've given up drugs. They've given up so much. They come in and say, I want to live for God. You know, we give God thanks for every convert. But when a young person come in and say, I'm going to give my life, we should praise God and give him the thanks for what he's doing in that person's life. But you know, thank God for answering prayer. Oh, he answered prayer over and over and over. But do we always take time and say, Lord, I thank you for answering my prayer today? Do we just let him keep answering prayer, and we just continually to be ungrateful? But starting today, let us be grateful for everything that God is doing. Be grateful even in the midst of a storm. Thank you for making us victorious. We're more than conquerors today because of the situation we're in. Thank you because we're coming out. Thank you for salvation, for being regenerated, for being born again, you know, for changing our life. Well, we were once in darkness. Now we're in the light. We were once dead in sin, but now his spirit has quickened us, and now we have life. And I'm not talking about physical life. I'm talking about eternal life. And then we're to be thankful for the brethren. Thank God for the brother. Thank God for the sister. Thank God for bringing them out of their situation. Thank God for blessing them with whatever he has blessed them with. Be thankful for your brothers and the sisters today. But you know, I began to think, let us start training our children to be thankful, to have a spirit of gratitude toward God. Give God thanks. We teach them, excuse me, We teach them to have manners. We teach them to say thank you. We teach them to say excuse me. Well, let's teach them to be the same way toward God. Let's teach them to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, you did this, and God, you did that. You helped me to pass a test. You helped me to pass to another grade. You healed me. Teach our kids how to be thankful. Teach our grandkids how to be thankful today. Oh, God, I thank him. But you know, like I say, today is Thanksgiving. And I was thinking, we should give thanks to God year-round. 365 days, sometimes 366 days a year. But you know, we can't wait to November to give thanks. As I said, it is his will and our duty to be thankful. You know, God has provided for us year-round. He has protected us. Think about the COVID. We are still on the land of the living. So many people have passed on. But because of God's grace, we are still here. We wake up in the morning, every morning, and we have our health. It may not be as well as it could be, but God, oh my God, we are able to get around. There are some that are bedridden, but still alive. There are some on canes, there are some on walkers, and there are some in wheelchairs. But you're still able to get around. But look at that person that's bedridden. Even though they're bedridden, be thankful because they still alive today. Oh, I thank you today. But you know, no matter what it is, no matter what it seems like, give God the thanks. You know, when you think, I think about the homeless, they under the bridges, they wherever they get sleep. I was going down MacArthur Drive the other day, and I see where somebody is living over in that wooded area, near that wooded area. And I'm beginning to think, God, it rained last night, the ground is soaked. How do they sleep in there on that, all that wet, and it's cool? But you know, we don't think about things like that. We think about what we don't have and what we want. Not what we need most of the time, but what we want. But let's be grateful for what we have. Let's be grateful in the midst of our storm today, because it can be so much worse. Oh, I thank God today. But you know, in preparing this message, Psalms 100 and verse 4 came to me. And it said, enter into his gate with thanksgiving, into his court with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. But you know, I began to think and say, enter into his gate with thanksgiving. In other words, when I looked up the word thanksgiving, it said to extend hands. But you know, in other words, we go in the prayer, and if it's where we can, let us raise our hands up to heaven and let us say, God, I thank you. God, I praise you today. Thanking him for all that he has done. Thanking him for what he's doing. Just thank God today, because he loves us and he is taking care of us. You know, when we're sleeping at night, his angels are encamped about us. Even when we're walking around, his angels are encamped about us. His angels are all over our property, inside and outside our home. When we're sleeping and we're unconscious to what's going on, God, angels are dispatched all about us, and they're taking care of us, and they are protecting us today. But you know, some woke up this morning and they woke up to the alarm. Excuse me. They woke up by the alarm. But you know what? God had to work them up first. Because so many alarms went off this morning, but so many did not wake up. But you know, we have to be thankful. In all reality, God is our alarm clock today. Thank him. Even when he woke up to the alarm, God had to open our ears up to hear the alarm. He was the one that woke you up this morning to hear your alarm clock go off. But you know, he said, enter into his gate with thanksgiving. Like I said, it means an extension of the hand, and that is a vow. In other words, open, declarely speaking that. and thanking God and praising God for all that he has done for us. You know, when we come into our prayer, come with our hands extended and stretched, thanking God for all that he has done, praising him for his blessed name, we know that thanksgiving is a form of praise. So how do we bless the Lord? We bless him with our praise. I praise him. That is how I bless him. There's nothing I can give him. The scripture tells me the cattle from a thousand hills belong to me, and the earth and the fullness thereof belongs to him today. You know what? I belong to God. Even the air I breathe. So what else can I give him except praise? I praise him this morning. I praise him always. I praise him and I thank him this morning. I praise him for what he has done, what he is doing, and what he's going to do. And I thank him, for we know that Thanksgiving is a form of praise this morning. Just praise him and bless his name. You know, be thankful regardless of your conditions, regardless of the circumstances or the situation. Be thankful. Bless his name. You know, there was a minister I know, whenever he stands to speak, he always say this one thing: God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. You know, that is such a true saying. Even when things are hard, God is good. He is thanksworthy. He deserves all the gratitude, all our thankfulness. God is good. I know sometimes when we're going through and the trial seems to be so hard, we feel like God has forgotten about us. We're praying and he's not answering. I'm all by myself. No, baby, you're not by yourself. God is right there. He's carrying you in the midst of your storm. That's why we praise him. That's why we thank him in the midst of the storm. Thank him in the midst of the storm today, because you know that without a shadow of doubt, God is going to bring you out. So be thankful today.
Hope you enjoyed this program. If you would like a copy of this message or would like prayer, please call 318-473-4539. Please join me at this time next week. I would like to invite you to our church service, Tuesday night Bible study at 7 p.m., Wednesday noonday prayer, 12 to 1 p.m., Sunday morning worship, 11 a.m., and that's Rebirth Ministries, 1226 MacArthur Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana, 318-769-1994. John Elvin, Senior Pastor.
Kelly's Civic Service is a personal care assistance agency. Kelly's assists with bathing, grooming, meal preparation, medication reminders, light housekeeping, laundry, and more. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for over 27 years. Kelly's is now providing services to our veterans in their homes, locally owned and locally operated, with a desire to assist members of our community to remain in their homes for as long as possible. Thank you for giving Kelly's the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion, which has been our foundational qualities throughout our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion that have sustained this agency. Again, thank you for 27 years of service to Central Louisiana. Kelly's is an equal opportunity employer. For more information, 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. The website is KellysServiceHouston.com. Kelly Sitting Service is another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
Greetings, Radio Land. This is Melvin Case with Books and More, New and New to You at 101 North Devil Street, Winfield, Louisiana. We're inviting you, if you're riding through Winfield, our phone number to reach us is 318-583-2304. We are open on Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and some Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We have unique home items that are new to you. We carry women's clothes and men's clothing. We have jewelry, and lots of people have a problem with vision, so we have giant print Bibles. If you need a special gift, and we know that you'll not leave without purchasing something. And so God is good. We are here for you to serve you. Thank you, owners Marilyn and Ray Case Jr.
Books and More, New and New to You in Winfield, is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
KAYT KQJOFM is not just our name. It's our way of doing business. We're here to help you 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 calendar days per year. And ask about our new business special, 318-484-2500 or 1-877-464-2500. We have unbeatable rates with bonuses and interviews just for your business. Nonprofit means you can get your money right back during tax season. 70,000 watts makes us five cities strong all day long. The very best of gospel, zydeco, blues, and R&B. We are KAYT KQJO, your real love station.
Malachi Detailing Shop at 1100 Bolton Avenue in Alexandria. Open 9:15 to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. It's a friendly, safe environment where prayer is a priority and your vehicle detailing needs are met at an affordable price. At Malachi Detailing Shop, pleasing you is their business. Malachi Detailing Shop, owned and operated by Eugene Stevenson. At 1100 Bolton Avenue, 318-613-6715. That's 318-613-6715.
Hi, this is Rashawn McDonald. This week on Money Making Conversation is award-winning multimedia maverick, talent manager, executive producer, and author Mona Scott Young, discussing her six-part docuseries, Everybody Loves Nate, streaming now on Amazon Prime. I will also have actress Brisha Webb from Tyler Perry's Fall from Grace and stars in Lifetime's Merry Little Christmas Baby. Don't miss Money Making Conversations with me, Rashawn McDonald, every weekend, or go to moneymakingconversation.com and hear all of our great interviews.
Sunday evenings at 7 right here.
Take your shot for $100. Shot for 100 is now for all y'all. Louisiana residents roll up their sleeves and get their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine at select locations will receive a $100 Visa gift card while supplies last. Visit shotfor100.com for hours and locations where you can get your vaccine and take your shot for 100. That's shotfor100.com. Brought to you by the Louisiana Department of Health.
Looking for a great holiday gift?
The four books that author Clarence Hunter has published fills in the blanks the history books have left out, especially certain areas of Central Louisiana and the city of Alexandria. For example, what was everyday life really like on the other side of the tracks? What about the schools and the teachers? What about the churches and the preachers? And what about the family-owned stores and the neighborhood juke joints? Let Clarence answer these questions for you. Written in his signature autobiographical fiction style, these books will make you laugh and cry, and most of all, they'll make you think. These books also provide interesting reading for students in middle school, high school, and college that will broaden their educational endeavors. Sonya Life, Go Tell John, Rest in the Dust, and Stop, Rest, and Read can be purchased from Amazon.com and TheBookPatch.com. You can friend Clarence on Facebook and follow him on Twitter. His website is www.clarencehunter.com. His email address, clarence_hunter@msn.com. The phone is 504-650-2099. Clarence Hunter is another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM. KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
You. dealing with so many things in the world today, you know. This thing is global. We're talking about hatred and viruses and, you know, brutality and young folks losing their life, but we still got to take a stand. We got to pray and come together, y'all. Said I need some help, yeah. Can I get my pastors, churches, politicians? We need the teachers, singing the musicians. Yeah, yeah, we need to come together and take the stand. Mothers, fathers, college students, the community. Stand up, everybody, come on in. Everybody, come on in. Everybody, come on. United States of America. We gotta show some love. And we
gonna give it to you. All right. Good morning. Welcome. It's the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show here on KAYT KQJOFM. We're five cities strong all day long going around the globe at www.kaytfm.com. Today's Bible Jeopardy, and this will be your last look at it for today. Word meanings, figures of speech. Here it is. According to 1 John, how did God show us his love? Is it by controlling us? Is it by laying down his life for us? Is it by teaching us hard lessons? Or is it by giving us choice? You figure it out. I've got the brand new one from the Canton Spirituals. This is called I'll Meet You in the Ham Camp.
In this life, you'll never know when you're seeing each other for the last time. Sometimes we don't even get to